Once I purchased the property, my girlfriends came over and we were taking a walk around. We crossed the bridge and right there in the icy, snowy bit was a trillium flower just popping up.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Tina said, look, you have trillium growing here. And that was the name.
Now you can sue Trillium, the beer company. They have a pretty penny. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Chuck Neff and Debbie Lee from Trillium Farm. Trillium is all the rage. People are traveling all over the place to get Trillium. Now that's the beer. But if you don't want to travel, but you still want Trillium, but not the beer, you can go to Trillium Farm in Northfield. And now I love Northfield. As the weather starts to get a little better, a little sunnier, it lets me know that the Northfield Drive-In is going to open in just a couple of months, and I'll frantically always be checking the listings to see if we're going to have an outing there. But I might as well stop by your self-serve farm stand, Debbie Lee, at Trillium, right?
That's right.
What do you have there?
We have hanging baskets and starter plants, and then we will have local vegetables, zucchini, squash, carrots. We have amazing corn. That will come about the middle of the year.
And apart from just growing vegetables on this farm, you have love blossoming. Debbie Lee and Chuck Neff, who are engaged to be married relatively shortly, right?
Yes, we are.
All right, tell us the love story. Who wants to do it?
She can.
Chuck has delegated to Debbie.
When I bought the farmhouse 9 years ago, needed a lot of restoration. Still does. But anyways, I had a part-time job working at a farm stand, a local farm stand in Northfield, and that's where we met. I was working there. He was just a customer visitor.
So is that why the farm stand now is self-service, so there's no temptation for either one of you?
No, it's because we're both working.
Now you're a farmer.
We are.
What were you doing before?
I'm a small engine repair kind of guy.
Yeah.
I grew up with it. Worked for Crump and Fox Golf Course.
Oh, yeah.
Hence
the golfing hat.
25 years.
So I'm assuming that this is going to come in handy with the farmhouse, that Chuck seems to be a handy person. Small engine repair. How does that translate to the fixing up of the farmhouse?
She'd like to think so. Not necessarily.
So were either of you doing any farming before this?
It's pretty much new as far as going into this aspect.
Yeah. What about you, Debbie? Did you come from any sort of farming background?
I don't come from farming background, but my auntie was a very keen gardener, and I spent my summers up here in New England with her gardening and growing things. And
you were growing up in Maryland in the suburbs,
yes.
And you ended up with your great aunt in Turner's Falls, right?
Yes.
Nice.
Every summer I would come up and spend the summers with my great aunt and uncle. My fondest memories growing up were here in the Pioneer Valley, so that's where I ended up coming.
Are you driving along? You see this dilapidated barn and 6 acres?
Well, I was actually searching online for different properties, and this one kept popping up. And so then the auntie and I took a ride, and we drove to Northfield, got out, took a walk, and we fell in love.
Did you say then, I'm going to be a farmer now? Or did you say, I want a place that I can farm?
No, we just had a connection with the land and how it made us feel.
I'm imagining there's a steep learning curve to farm 6 acres. Chuck Neff?
Yes, there is. We had to do a lot of research online and books, and still are. We're on the good side of it right now.
Excellent.
I've still got a lot to learn.
Yeah.
But I spend a lot of time talking to the farmers from around the area, too.
You got a good resources around here.
Now, you certainly do.
You brought something.
What we have is cupcakes. Now, what does that have to do with local?
I don't know. What does it have to do with local?
The cupcakes are maple syrup, carrot cupcakes with a maple syrup frosting, and we produce maple syrup on our farm. And the middle ones are chocolate cupcakes with sauerkraut.
Whoa,
and
cool.
So that's, again, produced by the growing of the cabbage and producing the sauerkraut.
Man, yeah.
And the last ones are zucchini cupcakes, because who doesn't like a zucchini cake or cupcake?
That is really interesting cupcake. I can't wait. I got to try the sauerkraut. Assuming it's not pickled sauerkraut.
No.
But on my hot dog. That is a delicious cupcake. It's like my wife always trying to hide vegetables and things. We're going to have to call you Little Debbie Lee after this. Because Sarah Lee also makes cupcakes. And then there's Little Debbie. So like you're the combination of the best of both worlds. Debbie Lee and Chuck Neff, engaged to be married, love at a farm stand and with their own small farm in Northfield called Trillium. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.